Well, Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
All right. Remember yesterday I told you about Zac Efron having a incident in a pool in Ibiza? Well, now we know what happened to Zac Efron in that pool. He dove in, hit the bottom, and his lungs filled with water. Wait, isn't that drowning? Okay. Will Smith shared an early morning video from deserted Zurich streets, and it was really giving him I Am Legend vibes.
Yeah, I'm having I Am Legend flashbacks. We'll walk through the streets of Zurich, and it's all mine. It is so quiet. I'm just talking about how quiet it is, dog.
He was stranded due to a flight delay. It did look like I Am Legend, though. It was kind of creepy. NBC has replaced Colin Jost as the surfing correspondent reporting from the resort island of Tahiti because he's got to get medical attention. He wrecked his right foot on a coral reef, then got a staph infection, and over the weekend, he developed an ear infection. Man alive, ScarJo McBride. Buff arms wears the pants in that family. He's on his way home. Sorry. But then there's the manly men like Travis Kelce who can take your wife's breath away.
Oh, look at this guy.
It's all tragical.
What are you guys doing in my hallway?
Dude, you just took my wife's breath away. Like, literally, she just almost died there.
Taylor Swift effect. Yeah.
It's the Taylor Swift effect. I wonder if Scarlett Johansson effect gets it to be a problem for Colin Jost. CBS is developing a new workplace comedy called DMV. Oh, y'all, that could be good. And Machine Gun Kelly talked on a recent podcast about his 1 year of sobriety.
I'm completely sober from everything. I don't drink anymore. I haven't drank since last August. I'm really happy that when I'm clear, when my daughter and I are having our conversations and I'm coming from a place of being centered and holding space for what a child needs from their parent.
Oh, well, good for him. Speaking of children and parents, you might want to Google Chapel Roan if you don't know her or the song Pink Pony Club. Just Google it, because her daytime set at Lollapalooza on Thursday may have attracted the festival's largest crowd ever. Ed Sheeran posted an Instagram video saying playing Pokemon Stadium on a huge LED screen at his plus minus equals divided by X tour in Europe. And y'all, he told a pretty good joke.
If I wasn't a musician, I'd be a virgin.
Yeah, Brooke Shields is selling the Calvin Klein jeans she wore in that controversial ad campaign in 1980 when she was 15. They're estimated to be worth $50,000. Billy Idol performed an acoustic version of Rebel Yell with guitarist Steve Stevens on a narrow balcony on top of the Empire State Building's 103rd floor. This follows his Hoover Dam concert, taking performances to, quote, new heights. And a dirt alert. Y'all. So I told you about Miss USA last year. There was some controversy. Well, Alma Cooper, a U.S. Army officer, was named Miss USA on Sunday, becoming the third person to hold the title this year following the shock resignation of 2023's winner. And now there's a new one.
I'm Alma Cooper and I'm Miss USA.
I'm Alma Cooper. Alma was crowned on stage by a previous title holder, Savannah Yankowitz of Hawaii, who inherited the tiara in May after Utah's Noelia Voigt stepped down in a highly controversial circumstances. Alma will go on to compete in the Miss Universe 2024 contest, which will be held in Mexico later this year. That just makes me want to go research what happened with Miss USA again, because I know that I have forgotten some of the details. Either way, that's it. That's it for me, the Daily Dust, complete with a dirt alert. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. You're welcome.